Hello.
Hello, my name is Danny. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by Minnesota Department Behavioral of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random. We will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you help us complete a survey. For example, can you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 and over?
30 and 49.
Thank you. And what is your gender? For quality purposes, we cannot assume.
Female.
Thank you. And first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Most of them?
To your
once or twice a year, probably.
Once or twice a year.
There's
okay, thank you.
Quite a good handful mm-hmm. of kids that use it more often, but not most of
okay.
them.
Okay, I see. Thank you. Next question. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrated in any form? Would you say never? Try once or twice. Once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
At least once a month.
Once a month, okay. Thank you. Next question. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say never? Try once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know for each statement. I will also ask for your opinion about most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Here's the first one. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Would you say strongly agree,
yes.
disagree,
strongly
disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree, okay. Here's the next one. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. Here's another one. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly
legal
agree?
Legal or
agree?
Illegal?
Illegal.
Like that they should be able to?
Let me
no,
read it again, okay? Mm-hmm. Yes. Most adults in my community think... Go ahead.
No, keep going.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Yeah,
do you strongly agree? Okay. Strongly agree. How about most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do? Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly
agree.
Disagree? Agree. Okay. And most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Strongly agree? Agree?
Strongly.
Disagree? Or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Next. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree,
okay. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. How about most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol? Do you strongly agree,
strongly agree?
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, strongly disagree?
Agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree? Okay, agree. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree? Strongly disagree?
Agree.
Okay, with that, strongly agree or just agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree? Strongly disagree? Strongly agree. Okay. Communities should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree,
okay. And we are almost there. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree,
strongly disagree,
okay. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, strongly disagree?
That they should not?
Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, strongly disagree? Would that be agree or strongly agree?
Agree,
okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, strongly disagree?
Agree.
And I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree,
strongly disagree? Strongly agree.
Okay. Vaping or using e-cigarette is never a good thing to do. Is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Parents or guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
And most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you strongly agree, strongly disagree?
Agree.
Just a few more. Thank you for your time. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, strongly disagree?
Agree, but are you asking me the same damn questions?
Actually, one is asking in general how the community think, and the other one is just singular, okay? Yeah, it makes sense, but we are almost done here. Thank you for your time. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping, of using e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree? Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree? Agree, okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable with in accordance with the Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree, agree, disagree?
Agree.
And most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable with accordance with Minnesota law. Do you strongly agree? Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly agree?
Agree.
Okay. Thank you. And we are almost done. Just the last few questions, and thank you for your time and kindness to help us. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year. Okay. Thank you. Next. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say never? Once or twice a year. Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never. Try once or twice. Mm-hmm. Once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Never. Okay. And now just a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never? A few times this year, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week. Every day or most every day. I'm sorry?
A few times this school year.
Thank you. Next, how would you describe yourself? American Indian, Asian, South Asian, or Asian American, Black or African?
White.
Thank you. Okay. Just one moment. It's just loading. We pretty much have done with the survey. One moment, please. Okay, and as a token of appreciation, the Rising Rebels Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. Would you say UC Hope, DGF, Activist Department? DGF, Activist Department. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. This will conclude the survey. We appreciate your time and your help with this research. Thank you very much. I hope you have a lovely evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.